Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro.
And today our guests are two actors from the Brown Eyed Girls Theater Company production of The Odd Couple, playing at Cyrano's. Kevin Bennett, who plays Oscar,
Hi.
And Sarah McMillan, who plays Olivia.
Right.
Olive.
Thank you.
Okay. And now let me clarify this. There are two versions of one play here. One is a male version, the one we're used to, Felix and Oscar. And the other one came along a little bit later. It's the female version, which I wasn't aware of even existed. And this is where So There by Oscar and then Olivia. Is this correct? Olive.
Olive.
But it should be Olivia, though. But
yeah.
Olive, you know, it's more New York-y, kind of more 80s. Well, okay, just jump in, either of you, and tell us about the show, and why is it two versions? I don't get it.
Well, you know, Lainey's been thinking about producing
Lainey, the director,
shows.
Lainey Dries.
Lainey Dries. She's been wanting to produce either The Odd Couple or the female version of The Odd Couple for at least 5 years. And, well, it just happened to work out that she was able to do them both at once in rotation. And she directed them both.
It's quite ambitious.
Well, singular vision and all that good stuff. She created a great atmosphere for us to work and play in. And, it's been a lot of fun.
Sarah.
Yes, ma'am.
How must be great fun to play Oscar.
Absolutely. It's great. Olive is the slob. The male version would be Oscar and Oscar and Felix. And in the female version would be Olive and Florence. And the differences, I guess.
Other than a lot of testosterone and estrogen.
right.
would be maybe some dated dialogue and fashion.
Right. The female version was written in 1985, and so we've got, I think, four ladies are coming over to play Trivia Pursuit. In the male version, they're playing poker.
Sure.
Should we let that out? Or is that a secret?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, we're playing Trivia Pursuit, and so the costumes are fabulous. We've got the 80s do, the 80s stirrup pants and off-the-shoulder sweatshirts. And
a lot of padding. A lot of, like,
shoulder pads, yeah, absolutely.
Shoulder pads.
And,
careful, Mark. Careful.
Yeah. And I saw the male version, which was very funny and was great. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. You were terrific, Kevin, and so was Dennis Cleary, who played your Felix, as was the rest
of the cast.
Just got to say that because it's true. That's how I enjoyed it. When does it take place? In the 60s? This play first came out in, when, 65, 66?
Yeah, 65. And Oscar and Felix are recent bachelors, divorcees in 1965, you know, when we were all wearing, our conservative best and our hat to work and all that good stuff, which, we may start doing again soon. Who knows?
I sure hope so.
And, Well,
the set was terrific. I mean, the color combinations, the furniture, a lot of vintage stuff. There was one or two things I caught because I don't pay attention to the play. I just look at the background and everything. Tiny details which I could I'd like to discuss with the set designer.
Sure.
The pizza box, for instance, was like a brown kind of organic oasis looking kind of thing, and it should have been a white pizza box with ink, like Enzo's on it or something.
That was pizza grease. You know better than that.
It started out as a white box.
Yes, of
Oscar,
course.
Such a slob.
Of course.
It got, okay, I get you. Okay, so it's been there so long it turned brown.
Did you like the green couch?
The green couch was
green
perfect.
Gold couch?
Was great.
Yeah, that's from
great.
My house.
Really?
That's my couch.
You got a vintage.
That's my 1963 couch.
Wow, that was nice. I did admire it. It has kind of like an Indian kind of silky upholstery on it.
No, it's vinyl.
Vinyl? Okay. Well, it looked, from where I sat there in the second row, I couldn't tell.
I'm glad you noticed.
The shag carpet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And the Prince Prado album in the background was, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
It was real funny. And now I know there's a famous scene with the Pigeon Sisters, and I'm not giving anything away because this is such an iconic show, and everybody's probably seen it already on TV, the movie version. Now, Sarah, in your female version, you got some the male equivalents of these sisters?
Yes, we do. We have the Spanish brothers from down the hall in the apartment, Manolo and Jesus. And we I'm trapped in the elevator with them, and we end up having a date night.
And who plays opposite you?
Opposite of me is Carrie Bashford. She's playing Florence. And,
I just got to jump in here for the benefit of somebody who just tuned in. We're talking to two of my favorite actors here in town, Kevin Bennett and Sarah MacMillan, and they are playing in the show The Odd Couple, which is being presented in male and female versions alternating, which is a novel approach to a classic comedy.
Yes.
And this is KSKA.
Oh, that's true. My name is Mark.
And I'm Jean.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay. And who else is in your show? Sarah?
All the girls that are in your show.
We have Jill Yarborough. She's fabulous. Yeah. Jennifer Waldrop. Amber.
I don't know Amber's last name.
She just goes by Amber.
It's a one name.
It's like
Amber.
A Cher kind of thing.
Yeah, Madonna kind of Amber.
Yeah.
And Scarlett Boudreau.
Of course, we have Scarlett
Kitty Lee Boudreau.
Yes, and she's wonderful. We have a wonderful, wonderful group of women. We're having a blast. We before the show, we get to dance to Girls Just Want to Have Fun, kind of loosen up a little bit. And get the energy up. It's, you know, Neil Simon, very clippy, very fast-paced language.
Well, he kind of defined the whole kind of, you know, TV genre. I almost hit that style. Is like 10, 15 years, a good piece of the 60s and 70s until, you know, Norman Lear and Let's Make a Deal came along. Yeah. The family came along.
So, yeah. And who plays with you?
Well, Dennis Cleary and Nate Benson, Patrick Kilorin and Mick and Mike. And,
Mike Daniels?
Yeah, Mike Daniels.
Yeah, and Tom?
He's a great guy. And Tom, yeah.
Big Tom?
Yeah, Big Tom. What's
his
last name?
Big Tom, yeah.
What's his last name?
First, see, the camaraderie is so deep that he just knows the first. He's just kidding around, yeah. And
I call him Murray.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
My friend, Murray.
Yeah, yeah,
the
Murray
cop.
The cop. Yeah. What kind of warm-ups do the guys do? Do boys just want to have fun? I mean, what's the equivalent?
Warm-ups?
What do you do?
Well, there's some scratching and coughing and and some, some banter. And, that's pretty much it. And then we're ready to go.
Sounds normal. You know, I think I'm probably the only person in the United States who has never seen The Odd Couple. I'm really looking forward to
it. You mean the movie? Or the play?
Movie, play, neither.
How about the TV show?
Nope.
Oh. I mean, who can possibly have more money than Neil Simon? You know, Charles Schultz? I mean, who?
Holy cow.
It's just incredible. I don't think I've seen the movie either. I'm so familiar with seeing little bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
Because it's been on peripherally over the years. Mm-hmm. The TV show was pretty good. I love the theme. You know, the musical, you know, the intro. Exactly.
Well, we have a piece of that in the show.
Yeah, you do. You do. Now, this show is a comedy, and really funny, lots of laughs. Well, what is it about? I mean, what's the theme? Not so much the plot, but...
The theme? Oh, this is classic Neil Simon. This is what he's all about. A tragedy with a punchline. Who else can do that? You know, Shakespeare wrote tragedies, he wrote comedies and all that good stuff, but he's got nothing on this guy. It's a tragedy with a punchline. And it's about loss. It's about love and loss. But it's funny.
And that's life, baby.
That's it. That's life. If you got no sense of humor, well, there's a tombstone with your name on it someplace.
So, now I'm really looking forward to it. Well, how would you describe it, Sarah?
Okay. Well, I think that it's two friends. It's two friends helping each other out. We've got a neat freak, Florence, and the slob, Olive. And Olive has decided that she would bring Florence in and help her out, let her live with her. Florence is going through a breakup, a divorce. Olive has gone through the same thing 8 months prior. And they're there for each other. And all the girls are there for each other. And it's just friends being
helping
there.
Helping friends. Yeah, yeah. So it's about friendship.
It's about friendship. And it's about living together and finding out that maybe they weren't the most compatible, that it was no one's fault, just a rotten pair.
And it kind of echoes their marriage.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kind of a thing, yeah. Yeah, so tolerance.
Yes, absolutely.
Sisterhood, brotherhood.
Mm, absolutely.
Happy ending?
You'll have to come see.
We'll have to come and see and find out for ourselves.
There's a punchline.
there's lots of punchlines. Yeah, yeah.
Lots of zingers.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah, yeah. And like you said, that fast pace, it's dependent on that energy.
Absolutely.
That kind of, like, the rate of dialogue is quicker than a regular play.
Mm-hmm.
Like something
mm-hmm.
by Samuel Beckett.
Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like Beckett, but without the pauses.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that about is all we have time for. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Kevin Bennett and Sarah McMillan, telling us about The Odd Couple, which is now playing at Cyrano's off Center Playhouse, presented by the Brown Eyed Girls Theater Company. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks,
Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Jean.
And now I suppose it's time for the Stage Show calendar, which has one whopping event on it. Yes, that's right. Brown Eyed Girls Theater Company presents The Odd Couple, both the male and the female versions, which are alternating. And this is going to be at Cyrano's downtown. If I got this straight, the play runs from Thursday through Sunday at 7 p.m., but on Friday and Saturday nights, there will be alternating shows, both shows, a double feature, which will be at 7 o'clock and at 9:30. I don't know which goes which in there. You'll have to call to find out. And then on Sunday, there's a 3 p.m. matinee. So, and this play runs all throughout the rest of this month here through September the 7th at Cyrano's. And for tickets, you can go to the PAC box office, or you could call 263-ARTS, or you can go to centertix.net.
And there's also a Red Couch benefit that goes with this show. For a donation, you can watch the show from either Oscar and Felix's couch or Olive and Florence's couch, and they'll even provide some free refreshments. And that's about it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro.
For KSKA.